Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and we're going to be talking about an inaugural event this year. For me, there's a lot of questions that I have because I don't know a lot about it, and you may have the same questions as well. So to answer those questions, I have two folks here from Michigan Tech. We're going to be talking about the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Festival coming up August 5th and the 8th. And to tell us all about it is Steve Patchen and Amanda McConnon. Welcome to Copper Country Today.
How you doing, Rick?
Good morning.
I am doing well, and thanks for joining me today. I guess the best place to start is right at the beginning. What is the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Festival?
Well, thank you for asking. This is a four-day festival for the whole community to promote STEM outreach as well as to show off what our area has to offer for tourists and people who aren't familiar with all the things we can do.
Now, STEM is something that comes up in our news broadcast quite a bit because of all the activities that center around that. Tell us what that is.
So STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's really close to what this goal is for this festival. Our mission is really to bring the Keweenaw community together to stimulate and sustain a public interest in the STEM fields while showcasing what we have to offer in a really compelling and exciting hands-on festival.
Now, when I first heard about this, my reaction to it was, how come we don't have this already for all the festivals that we have that take place during the summer and with Michigan Tech in our backyard? It was kind of surprising that we didn't have something that was dedicated for the public to science and engineering and math, considering just where we live.
You know, it's very surprising because we have some great partners in place through Finlandia, Michigan Tech, the Smart Zone. We have the people to do it right, so I'm surprised we haven't done it before either. But Steve Patchen here with me, it was kind of his creation. You want to talk a little bit about how the whole thing started?
Yeah, I think it's a collaborative effort among many people in the community. You know, we've at Michigan Tech, we've started a program called Mind Trekkers. And Mind Trekkers is kind of taking hands-on discovery to a new level as far as science, technology, engineering, mathematics, or STEM. And what it created is a bunch of students running these hands-on activities so people could kind of explore where their interests lie by doing. And that seems to be the big thing these days, especially now that we know millennials have just taken over, I think, as the number one generation as far as population goes. And they like to explore with their hands. They don't like to sit in front of a PowerPoint. And I think most of society is like that. So we used Mind Trekkers and traveled around to a lot of different of these festivals, like you talked about, that used all the assets in the community to create something very engaging for everybody to participate in. And what we found out is the most engaging things are the most engaging festivals are the kind that don't just engage youth, but they engage the middle-aged folks, they engage what I call the more seasoned folks, and they allow them all to explore and discover together, because then that creates that conversation between them where they start asking questions. It's like the water cooler talk you always hear about.
Yeah.
It's like, well, how did this happen? Or how do I walk on water? Why did that happen? Or did you try this? And once you start doing that, and once you start having people start talking about it, it becomes part of the discussion. That's when it kind of gets ingrained in the community, and that's when it becomes important because everybody wants to know what the answer is. And that's where the questioning starts, and that's where you find, well, did you hear what Joe did the other day when he went to this place? And that's kind of what we want to do with the Science and Engineering Festival. We want to use all the assets, which, like you said, Rick, we've got in the community already, and kind of harness them in one place and allow the whole community, every generation, to explore it. So we don't want just the kindergartners. We don't want just the preschoolers. We want those folks that are retired. We want those folks that are vacationing. We want the folks that live here. We want them all to be part of that conversation with the different perspectives. And we think it's going to be pretty exciting.
And I agree. And I think it's pretty important as somebody who, you know, gets an inside look at a lot of times with the events that Michigan Tech has, where they bring in the middle schoolers and high schoolers and, you know, sometimes elementary school kids from all over the place. And, you know, 7, 8, 10, 12 schools coming in and then taking part in math and science, the Olympics that you have over there. And they're always a lot of fun. I get to see this and talk to the kids that are there and share a little bit with the public. And then those kids can go home and say, hey, mom and dad, guess what we did today? But yet mom and dad weren't there. They didn't get to actually do it or see it and take part.
Oh, that's spot on. Exactly, Rick. And it's so fun because, and I'm sure you've seen it covering these events. Don't you just want to jump in and try it yourself?
Oh, did I want to fire a trebuchet? Sure.
Oh, exactly. It's like, move over. Let me try out this catapult. Okay, let me try this. Let me tweak it. I mean, we've all had that experience. So, and this offers the opportunity for you to be able to do it. So we're pretty excited.
So Amanda, what kind of things are going to be happening during this festival?
Well, we have 4 days completely packed full of activities. You can find the information on our website, kiwanascience.org. You can look through that events calendar and see we have everything from a special night for teens at the Continental called Nerd Night, where they'll get to try a bunch of physics demos and possibly even have some liquid nitrogen ice cream. Up to the Mind Trekkers, Steve mentioned, they will be available on Saturday at Kestner Park doing a 4-hour Mind Trekker Expo. And that's actually going to be run not by the college Mind Trekkers, but by the high school students from Lakeland and Calumet that are part of our Mind Trekker Club. So they'll get to share what they've learned through Mind Trekkers with families in the area as well. We have a science comedian coming up Friday night, as well as the opening act is Wonders of Physics from University of Madison, Wisconsin. So they're going to have a great show with Tesla coils and Time to Light show and a whole bunch of different things.
Where's that taking place?
That's at the Rosé. So that's one of the few things that actually does have a fee for this. We're trying to keep most of these activities are free to the public for the family to come and try them out. No charge. The few things they do is the Quincy Mind Tours, they always have a fee. They're just coming on board as a past technology type of a showcase. And the show at the Rosé is the only thing.
And the Quincy Mind Tours, are, if you're familiar with those tours, is it, you know, that you're just taking part of it, or is there a special tour sort of feature about this?
No special tour. We're just advertising when they have them available for people who may not be from the area and didn't know that that's something they could do, as far as exploring past technology and how it's been used in our area.
Well, it's a good way to, you know, you sort of take what, what you're learning and discovering at the festival. Then when you go on the Quincy Mind Tour, it's all fresh in your mind. And I bet even if you've been on, you know, been on the tour before, you go back again and you're like, hey, and I now know, you know, something about this because of what I just experienced, you know, the day before at the festival. So even if you've been on the tour, it's something, you know, it's a good time to go again.
Oh yeah, and I think that'll be kind of neat too, because, you know, one of the main components of this is, as you mentioned before, is the science crawl, you know, going through Houghton, where, you know, we've got a scientist in every single restaurant slash bar through Houghton that you can see every half hour, and a one-on-one question and answer session with them about different topics. And Wayne Pennington's going to be there, and he's going to be talking about geology, and he's going to be talking about faults and earthquakes. And as you know, we're on a fault up here, maybe a small one and stuff, and, you know, you learn about the geology of it and then go into Quincy Mine, and you get to see some of the results of the movement of that fault, which is our copper.
Just a few weeks ago, Dr. Pennington was a guest on this show.
Fantastic.
We did talk about the fault and how, you know, billions of years ago, this was one of the most seismic active areas in the world right here. And not that we have to really be that worried about a earthquake happen here, but yeah, it is a fault does go through here. And if it did not, we wouldn't have the copper range we would have here. We wouldn't have Isle Royale. And so a lot of things that, you know, because of the activity that we had here in this area, really shaped the landscape that we have.
Oh, for sure. And Dr. Pennington, he's been so many different places too. And that's what's kind of unique about this, is you get to sit down, and I'm sure you enjoyed the conversation with him. And he won't just talk about the copper country. You can talk about an earthquake that I was in over in Nepal when I was in Delhi. And he'll tell you what happened there and why it happens so frequently compared to a fault here. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
All right. What else do you have going on?
Well, we go through here. We've got one of our neat things is we have for kids. It's going to be the Nerd Night, and that's going to happen at the Continental Fire Company. So we're excited about that. We've got a couple of things going on during the day. We're very excited to have Gogebic come and join us. And Gogebic's going to be putting on some really neat activities when it comes to the physical sciences up in their labs that they've got up at the Copper Country Mall. We've got Family Engineering Day, and that's kind of something that's very, very unique. And that's going to happen on Thursday, and that's put on by Joan Chatty and some of her volunteers. Again, the idea of, as a family, doing engineering activities and learning what engineering is all about. We're finding, especially at Michigan Tech, we find many students come in that are very good at math and science, but they have no clue what engineering is, and all it is really an application of all those. So it's going to be a lot of fun for them to learn together to find out, you know, what does a chemical engineer do? What does a biomedical engineer do through these different activities? So it'll be a lot of fun.
And that's a good point, too, about, you know, knowing what that knowledge could be applied to, because I believe it was at the Engineering Olympics when you had the high schoolers there. I was talking to some young guys, and I said, well, why did you come out and do this? Oh, because it was so much fun. And then we were talking about, I think they were built a robot that is it pick up items or something that I did. It was a little thing that they did, and they had so much fun doing it, and they told me how much fun. I said, okay, well, my next question was, so would you ever consider doing a a career in engineering or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I would never do that. Well, you just said how much you enjoy doing it. You know, so, you know, why would you not want to do a job that you're going to enjoy doing something like this every single day?
You're right, Rick. I mean, so often people don't make the connection with the activities that they're doing to the actual career. And we're lucky enough, I'll use a great example because OHM is going to be helping us out. You know, they've got a lot of engineers over there. So it's going to be neat because a lot of these volunteers will actually be professionals. So these questions will help make that connection between the two. And it's important for kids, but I think it's really important for parents too, because a lot of us, me included, you know, there's a lot of careers that I don't know a lot about that I would love to be able to talk to these people about and find out, okay, what do you do every day? When you get there at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, what do you do? And what's that like? And what kind of emotions are involved in it? And what do you produce? How does that affect other people? So it'll be a lot of fun.
I have a brother who's a mechanical engineer at Ford, and one of the tough days he had at work was to go over to India to test drive a vehicle on a racetrack over there. So, you know, that's you just don't get a chance to get out of the office, you know, when you're an engineer, I guess, right? You know, you're always stuck on a desk.
Yeah, I think you know, the days of being in a cubicle for a lot of people, I think they're limited depending on their career. I mean, people are getting out and doing things. India, that's very exciting. Mm-hmm.
Talking right now with Steve Patchen and Amanda McConnon from Michigan Tech, and we are taking a look at the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Festival, which is going to be held August 5th through the 8th, and it's going to be all over in the Keweenaw area, so a number of events that we're talking about right now. Amanda, I want to jump back just briefly on the Nerd Night, because I think it was you and I that talked one time about how the nerd as a connotation has changed over the years. Now, when I went back in middle school and high school, when I was called a nerd, it was meant to be offensive because I was, you know, too much into my studies. Now we're looking at, we've changed that. We've changed the conversation in a positive way, where, you know, applying yourself in a nerd-like way now is cool.
Well, we'd like to think it'd be cool, and that's part of the goal of this too, is not only to learn what, you know, these people do for jobs that includes engineering or science, but also to give them a chance to learn together, giving kids a chance to learn together in a setting where they're doing it. They're not watching it and saying, oh, well, I could never do that. I'm not smart enough. They're doing it. Their hands are in that activity. They're learning as they go. They're asking questions. They're engaging and seeing that, oh, I could do this. And then they're not using that, oh, that's for nerds, as a negative. They're saying they're empowering themselves by learning together and learning in a setting where there's no pressure. It's not, you're not going to be graded. It's not school. So that's one of the things that we really like to bring to this festival, is that hands-on aspect, changing it, and also learning as a family. It's not as intimidating when you're with your family than being with your peer students too. So
The focus on STEM education too at Michigan Tech, and all these events that sort of promote that among our youth. And my daughter's one of them. She's into robotics. She's into engineering. She wants to be a wildlife biologist is her goal. But she's into a lot of these things. Loves mine trekkers whenever they come around. The reason why I say it's good that, you know, we're really kind of pushing this is, you know, go back a couple of decades when I was starting off in college, I remember being sat down by my college advisor. I was in for chemical engineering, and he told me to change my major because by the time I graduate, there wouldn't be any engineering jobs left in the country. And, you know, so I wallowed in restaurant management for my first 10 years of my career before I said, well, that was a mistake, and came back and into radio. You know, that premonition, that prophecy of that advisor did not come true. Engineering jobs are alive and well and by the plenty.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, I just want to say a little bit about that. So Michigan Tech is famous for their career fairs. And last year we had a record number of companies in the fall with 341 recruiting organizations coming in. And that blew away the previous record in 2008 by 50 companies. Well, right now we're tracking at a 20% increase on top of that record. So if that holds true, which we think it'll limit out a little bit because there's only so many places that you can stay around here for a career fair. So we're talking about, you know, 380 companies that are going to be here, and they're all recruiting, and the average salaries are skyrocketing, and these guys, they're calling us up every single day looking for people to work for them. So, you know, it's interesting that way back then they said engineering was going to go away. It's not going away. Neither is science, and careers in those areas are that feverish pitch to find people for those careers is just starting. It's not going to stop.
And the opportunity for women and other minorities too are just exploding like they never have been before. And Michigan Tech is one of those schools that put that as one of their priorities, is to encourage especially women in the area to get involved, because you know those doors are now open for you.
Yeah, well, Michigan Tech does have several programs that try to encourage women and engineers, you know, to pursue that as a career and think of it as an option from early age. You know, that's one of the goals of Mind Trekkers and this whole festival as well, is to make sure that kids know that this isn't a boring job. This is a fun, engaging, you're learning something new every day type of a position that, you know, you could have fun at work. And making sure that the people in our community, especially the children, learn that at an early age so that they're open to thinking of these careers as they're in school and as they're learning, rather than thinking negatively that they're not smart enough or it's not something they could ever accomplish.
Now, I want to be able to touch on some more of these different events that you have during the festival, because there are so many. But it just, you know, if we don't get to them all, again, how does somebody go and see the schedule of event and the information?
Sure, you can visit our website again. That's kiwanascience.org. We have a full calendar of events there, all listed by day and time. Many of these activities will be taking place at the Kestner Waterfront Park over in Houghton, next to the Chutes and Ladders. We're going to have a large tent set up there where a lot of these activities will be taking place, as well as other places in the community. So it's all listed on the website.
Let's go ahead and direct some of our attention to, again, to some of these events. I'm looking at this, you know, Captain Nemo Online and the astronomy guided stargazing, you know, NASA's best space images. All these sound, you know, things like I wouldn't want to miss.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. And one of the unique things we have coming on too is, and this is going to be kind of the end of our festival, the capstone, is going to be David Gaines and his Saving Hubble. And Saving Hubble, we know Hubble is a telescope out there that we put out in outer space to be able to see what's beyond the sight of our eyesight here. And that's going to be kind of a unique story, and it's very visual about how this telescope came to be and what it can actually see. And it's almost like nanotechnology. So nanotechnology, we know that there's particles, we just can't see them. And hopefully we'll have Dr. Jasek talk about that during the science crawl. But this Saving Hubble is what's out there. And I think everybody's going to be really enjoyed. And after that, we're going to have a couple of telescopes where you can actually go outside and check and see, well, let's see what is out there. And maybe you can find your own star.
And there's no better sky than out here either.
Oh, not at all.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, maybe deep in the desert, out in the middle of the ocean. But, I mean, out here, just camping and looking up, it's amazing. I'm an amateur stargazer myself, so I really love it. Back in the day, I used to be able to pick out, you know, a number of the constellations. I still try to impress people with my deep and depth knowledge of astronomy when, you know, I really forgotten a lot more than I remember.
Right.
But it's certainly a lot of fun. Why do you have to save Hubble? Is it in danger?
Well, you know, Hubble's been up there a long time, and like everything, there's a limit to the use in space, and especially when you're rotating around the Earth, eventually everything falls to the ground because there's gravity, no matter how far out. That's why it's rotating around the Earth. So there's only so long that has to work, I guess, and then you'll have to send something up that's new. So that's why they're looking at trying to save money for that and to help prepare it and help update it.
And where is that being held again?
Oh, that's going to be in Fisher Hall.
Okay.
Yep.
And is that one of the free events then too?
Yes, okay. It is. Wow. And I want to mention too, that's one of the free events. And so it obviously costs money to bring people in here. And I just wanted to mention that, you know, this is a grassroots effort from many of our sponsors. Michigan Tech is helping out again. GoGebic and Finlandia are helping out with activities. But I also want to mention our local sponsors. You know, Keith Johnson at Thermo Analytics, Glenn Simula at GS Engineering, Glenn Barnett, IR Telemetrics, Dave Rowe, you know, is helping System Controls, who's coming into the area. So then there's many others that are starting to line up. So it's a grassroots effort. Everybody's pitching in. There's no one major sponsor for this. It's multiple smaller sponsors. And all of these folks recognize the need to grow our talent here. There was a really neat book that was done by the gentleman, Jim Compton, who's in charge of Gallup, called The Coming Jobs War. And it talks about, you know, in the future, companies are going to gravitate where the intellectual talent is, where the people with the intelligence and the inspiration that want to work in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And I think our local businesses here recognize that we have to grow our own talent. It's up to us as a community to encourage our young students, our sons, our daughters, to go into these fields and explore and continue in them. And that's why this festival is here. It's about a culture change, so that it's not just telling your kid, it's about encouraging other kids, it's about being a mentor for them, and it's about engaging in the conversation and the exploration with them so that they get excited every day they go to school. I mean, how cool would that be? Every day you go to school and it's like, wow, maybe I can find the next star. I mean, what a great reason to get out of bed.
And hopefully after they get their education, they can find a job locally as things are beginning to expand here, co-op jobs while you're at school, mm-hmm. and then, you know, certain job opportunities that are starting to grow, and mm-hmm. we're starting to see, a lot more, opportunities to be able to stick around and work here in the area without having to leave.
Oh, it's just amazing. You go to Calumet Electronics, amazing the amount of small companies here, homegrown, that have markets due to the technology and the internet, and they've got products. But you know what they need? They need talent. I mean, you can't grow an organization without talent, and they need people from the Copper Country that love this place, that want to stay here, to be able to contribute intellectually to that growth.
Now, this festival is going to be taking place before the students come back from Michigan Tech. Are students themselves taking any role in this?
I believe some students have signed up to be volunteers. We do still need additional volunteers to help make this event happen. But several of the students that are here actually working during the summer youth programs that we're putting on right now have signed up to help out, whatever they can do to help. We actually had several of them volunteer to walk in the parade, if anyone saw us at the Bridge Feast Parade, handing out flyers and handing out candy. So they've been very supportive. Those people who are those mind trekkers, they're just so enthusiastic about sharing that they do everything they can to help. Right. And I wanted to mention, too, River Valley Bank. Mm-hmm. I think I talked to Brian up at River Valley Bank for about 5 minutes, and he was like, that's it. We got to do it. We're going to be a sponsor. Not a problem. Sounds amazing. And if any other companies want to talk to us more about that, we're definitely available, as well as we do have donations through our website. So they can go on kiwanascience.org and go to the donations tab, and that will bring them to our Superior Ideas campaign, which mm-hmm. tells them more about it, and they can donate right through the page.
And is that the best place to contact you as far as wanting to volunteer as well?
Yep, they can email info@kiwanascience.org, is it? Yep. And send any questions, and then our committee will get the person who needs that info connected with them.
Yeah, and really, it is a community event, so whatever you can give, whether it be your time, whether it be a couple of dollars here and there, anything to help this, because we want to make this an annual event. Again, like you said, Rick, there's so many resources here. We've only got a fraction of them that will be taking place the first year, and we hope to build year after year on this as people see what it is and see how they can contribute. So this is just the start. This is not the end. And sun, sand, and science, that's what we're talking about. What a great way to bring your family up right before school starts, the first week of August, from wherever you are in the Midwest or across the country. Come to the Keweenaw and get a little bit of sun, get a little bit of science, and go home with your kids ready to go back to school.
Do you need to pre-register for any of these events?
No, I think just about the purchase of the tickets for the Brian Mallow, the science comedian, and that will go on sale very shortly. And we'll put some links on the website to how you can do that, or you can call up the Rosé. That will be the only thing that's pre-registering. Other than that, just show up. We're ready for the crowds.
Got about a couple minutes here and a couple last questions that are still on my mind. One is, there was a moment when this idea was born and said, let's do this. What? Tell me about that moment that said, we need to do something this big.
Cody Kangas and myself, as we were traveling around with Mind Trekkers, we looked at this and saw everything that was going on. We had a conversation with Cheryl LeClaire, who's down at the Smart Zone. We had a conversation with Susie Landers, who, as you know, does a lot of with the businesses in Houghton. We started talking to Scott McGinnis. We talked to Glenn Anderson. And I think it started with that conversation about, wow, what does this community need and what would benefit it? And what's missing? And what kind of assets do we have that could really make something special? And that collaboration is really what kicked it off. Once we started talking about it, and you know what it's like, Rick. All of a sudden, you get in a situation where somebody has an idea, and then they know somebody, and then they know somebody, and then they know somebody, and these guys would all be enjoying it, and that's how these things come together. And that's that grassroots effort that we believe is going to sustain this for many years to come. The key piece now, though, is to get the community to come out and enjoy it. So every family has to bring their kids. Every retiree has to come out, and they all have to participate, because participation is what makes these things happen.
Well, definitely come out and do that. Again, the Keweenaw Science Engineering Festival is August 5th through the 8th. It's being sponsored by so many groups here in the community. This is something we want to see happen every single year. So come out and show your support for it. Steve Passion and Amanda McConnon, thank you for coming on the program today to tell us about it.
Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.